Day is international. Every girl wins day. And one that is winning for sure is in studio. And we are not going to, you know, she's going to tell us who she is, by the way. So this is a question. It's a very simple question. Eh? This question is vital. It's the greatest question on earth. It's a question that has been asked to many masters. And some have struggled. Why you panicking? It's a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Well, thank you, first of all, for the opportunity. I'm so humbled. Mm-hmm. It's my first time to do this.
Radio.
I've never done an interview.
What?
Ever.
You've just been a client.
And a supplier.
And a supplier.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So my name is Lorraine. I'm a mentor. I'm a mentee. I'm a family person. I'm a nurturer. I'm a beauty enthusiast. Mm-hmm. I'm a go-getter, very straightforward, and my faith is strictly based on God.
Uh-huh.
I believe soul care starts from within. Uh-huh. It's not an outer journey.
Uh-huh.
So I believe in nourishing, purifying, calming, brightening, just anything that relaxes the mind, body, and soul.
So,
that's me.
From what I saw on the posters, it said Lorraine Karanja, soul care expert. Now let's break that. What is a soul care expert? Just break it down. Soul gani ya mungu? Ya kiatu? Which soul care expert? What does that mean?
Soul care, first of all, is an internal process.
Mm.
So it's about how you feel on the inside. Because how you feel on the inside radiates on the outside. So for me and the line of work that we're in, especially at Kipusa Beauty, is about helping men and women, adolescents, radiate from within.
Uh-huh.
That's soul care. It's about being creative. It's about evolving creatively. It's about breaking boundaries. It's about having self-affirmations. Wapi, every morning you wake up and you tell yourself what you are. Do you have an affirmation? If I may ask, Martin, do you wake up and tell yourself something?
I'm awake.
Okay.
Let's go. You know, there's those ones. It's go time. We are ready.
So for us, over and above just having products that give you that relaxing, that calming, that brightening feeling, and also just, you know, on your outer areas, in your body or in your skin, we have daily affirmations. Like I personally have daily affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you mine.
Today's affirmation was,
I am a powerhouse of strength. I'm conquering obstacles with determination.
Mm.
My resilience knows no bounds, and I thrive in the face of challenges. I am victorious. I am becoming the best version of myself. That's soul care. And it's today. It's tomorrow. I have to live by that.
Mm.
So you can dress up, look good.
Yeah.
But what do you tell yourself? In the inside, in your mind, in your heart, in your body, what do you feel?
Yeah.
When I go to the gym, I'm telling myself that affirmation. When I'm walking into work, I'm telling myself that affirmation. When we're talking to customers, it's not about, hey, you have acne. No. How do you feel?
Mm.
How do you see yourself? What would you like to get out of this product?
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving them an inherent plus an outer feeling.
So as a gym master, I want to know how all this started and where it started from the beginning. Let's go back.
Way
Lorraine
back.
Karanja, a young girl, does not know she's... Did you know that you're a soul care expert when you're young?
No, but my mom told me that I had a lot of... I was very perceptive about things.
Yeah.
My grandmother was beautiful. Uh-huh. In her 90s, she looked 70 or 65.
Mm-hmm.
She had long hair. She had beautiful, softer skin than you and I, Martin.
And she was just...
She was in her 90s.
How was she? How is it softer?
I mean, it's just, she used to take care of herself. They used to enter that G-Core, you know, the one for outside in shags.
Mm.
And they would steam themselves. They'd have sauna, a traditional one. They would take castor oil. You know, castor trees grow back home.
Yeah.
So they would take that oil and they'd put it on themselves and sit in the kitchen as women with all that smoke. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Cough it out. But how they came out looking and feeling.
Yeah.
Exemplary.
Eish.
So my grandmother was beautiful. She was my inspiration.
Yeah.
When I was working in corporate, I used to travel a lot to African countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd collect all these soul care rituals in terms of ghee for your hair, avocado oil from Kenya.
Ghee.
Ethiopians use a lot of ghee on their hair.
Hold on.
Shea butter from West Africa.
We cook, as Indians, we cook with ghee.
Well, it's really good for your hair too as a really? Treatment. Yes, very nice. So I used to collect all these rituals, come up with these treatments for myself, use them. And then guys at work would be like, but Lorraine, why don't you sell this?
Yeah.
And that's how I became a soul care expert. I was starting on myself.
Yeah.
People could see the results. And I just said, you know what? We are going to enter into the business of making men and women, our Kipusa kings like you and queens, feel good about themselves.
Kipusa king.
You're a king. Definitely a king. Yeah.
So how has the journey been since you left corporate? What the decision then, when you made the decision that I'm leaving corporate, I'm going to start my own company, as I think it's called Kipusa?
Yes, just Kipusa.
When you decided, it's time for Kipusa, what drove you to start it and do it? You know, there's that thing of your comfort when you're getting your salary and everything. But what pushed you and told you, okay, this is a time, this is it, and I'm done, I'm off?
My dad always called me Kipusa.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what Kipusa means?
Kipusa is lover.
Martin.
What is Kipusa?
Young, beautiful, virgin, untouched girl. She has exemplary in beauty.
That's
she may be
long
80.
Explanation.
She may be 80, but exudes beauty on another level.
So a beautiful young girl.
Yani.
Untouched.
Msichana ambaye. Hana ata ubaya moja.
Hana.
No star.
Ata dalili ya.
Nothing. No dalili.
That's Kipusa.
Kabisa.
Yani, you guys have been seeing your own things. So you're like, okay.
So I told God when I was 30, I don't want to work anymore. I was happy with the experience corporate-wise. And my 30th birthday, I was out. That was my cue. So I was working at Weetabix and head of marketing. And I said, I got to go.
You are done.
I was done. And my dad was my mentor.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's time. It's time to, and he always used to talk about avocado oil.
Yeah.
You do know the best avocados in the world come from Kenya.
Moranga.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's our village.
Yeah. As I tell people all the time, where these beautiful people come from, Muranga, because of avocado and castor oil.
Yeah. So I decided to start working with local farmers, ladies only.
Yeah.
So they manufacture, they produce for us. We only deal with lady farmers. We only employ ladies at Kipusa.
Really?
I'm very passionate about the girl child. So you're a Kipusa king by extension.
Yeah.
We love the kings.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how it went. For the first 5 years, we only had one single product, and that was avocado oil, extra virgin avocado oil. If you went online, all our shops, we only had one product.
And
then the mentor was like, you need to diversify. Can you start doing soap? Start doing something.
Yeah.
Moranga men, you know, are very pushy.
Yeah.
He was very pushy.
Yeah.
And that's how we now diversified into starting to do natural soaps for acne, for brightening. You know, you guys complain you want ladies looking the same on the face and on the toes. So we had some turmeric.
Which guys?
Our Kipusa kings.
If you have a lady, fine.
And then we now diversified because the guys started entering the stores more over COVID. So we started doing beard care. We started doing shower gels for the gents, but all natural. So we're living to the word Kipusa in terms of virgin, but all our stuff is made locally sourced by women, and also we employ only women. So we're pushing the female agenda, and I think it's important to inspire my little sisters.
Yeah. We're going to come back and talk about a day in your life, Lorraine.
Okay.
When you wake up, what happens? You know, biashara, at 30, you're like, I'm gone. I never even thought I'd do any business at 30. I'm just still there. Anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question for Lorraine Karanja, soul care expert, let us know at the Jam94. The hashtag is JamMasters, hashtag DriveOut. And of course, you can WhatsApp us on 0701-984-984. We'll be right back. We're celebrating the International Women's Month by this whole month. And we have a soul care expert. We're going to be talking about also men and men and taking care of yourselves. The only thing we know is tunaoga. Then you rinse off like a dog. And you walk out. What are we supposed to do? Lorraine is here to guide all of that. And also, of course, Yunia Omunga looking fantastic. Capital FM. My name is Martin Karaoke, Anchor. And because Lorraine was asking some serious questions just now, your auntie, that's asking our guys here, our youth, if they are married and how's it going. Is that how you look for clients?
It's a conversation starter.
It's a good starter.
So. Yes, it breaks the ice.
Yeah, especially with dudes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Though most of them want to buy us, but yes.
What I want to know.
Yes.
There's a young lady out there listening to you right now. wondering, you know, this whole makeup thing. Rihanna has just done everything go crazy. It's not makeup. It's self-care.
It's self-care, right?
Soul care. During COVID, we saw so many people coming up with their products and stuff like that. Yesterday, like, God was just talking to me because you were coming on The Rock. Dwayne Johnson has his own self-care line.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the way men are very, you know, they whisper when they're talking about self-care.
Exactly.
Everything, my guy, what do you drink? Tequila. By the way, how's your skin so smooth? You know, a guy has to whisper.
Yeah.
But what I want to know first is this young lady who's trying to get into the business or trying to be like you, Biashara, what is a day in your life? How is it?
It's hard.
What is hard?
It's long.
We've woken up at what time?
You need to wake up early.
Which is what time?
By 4 o'clock I'm up. 3:34.
Sorry?
Yes.
3:30 a.m.
Yes. Even my colleagues know.
Yeah.
I respond a lot very early in the morning because during the day is packed for me.
Yeah.
So wake up, do my prayers, pray for my businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for my home,
pray
for my family. And then go to the gym, 4:22, I'm out of the house. Go to the gym, 4:30, go to the gym.
You have a gym open at 4:30?
Okay, the time it takes me to go to the gym.
Yeah.
So normally I'm in the gym by 4:45, 5.
Yeah.
And that's my me time.
Yes.
Just, you know, no calls, no emails, nor.
So between 3:30?
3 to 7 is my me time.
3 to 7 a.m. is your
me time.
Is your time.
Yes.
So gym, meditation in your thoughts.
Exactly. Plan myself, think about my day. Just, it gives me time to woosa before all the shenanigans start.
Yeah.
And then just, it's my alone time. It's my devotion time. Mm-hmm. That's the time I do my devotion. I do a lot of, should I say vision boarding.
Yeah.
I do that almost every day just to understand, am I still on track? So I love to spin. I do a spin class almost every day.
I saw one today.
It's good for the knees when you're aging.
Yeah,
so I do my spin class, come back home, have a smoothie, get ready, get out.
Yeah.
Tuesdays we have status meetings, so catch up with all the teams. Those are virtual. So
how many teams do you have?
From the different stores, from
how
all the
stores?
Six stores. Yes.
Yeah.
So it depends. One day I can be Naivasha, in the Naivasha branch, and spend my time there. And also it means when I'm there, I'm not always in the store. You have to network. You have to talk with other business people. You have to go and see your stockists. You have to understand what the problems are on the ground. Sometimes you have to also spend time with the staff, actually, because they are your biggest brand ambassadors.
Yes,
if they don't sell, we don't sell.
Yeah.
You know, so just talking to them, understanding if there are issues. Also just interaction with partners, because business is about partnerships and networks and relationships. It's like that, you know, it's like that boyfriend. You have to keep wooing him, you know, you have to keep being relevant.
I don't understand what you're saying. Your boyfriend being wooed. What? Is it the boyfriend who's wooing you?
The customer is king.
Is king.
And you see, if your boyfriend is the customer, you have to keep him interested. So we have to keep our customers interested. You have to keep talking. You have to have conversations. You have to follow up. You have to be consistent.
Yes.
Nobody wants an inconsistent lover.
Uh-huh.
And business is about relationships.
Yeah.
You know, it's one day I'll be in Isili, so same regime, and then go to Isili in the morning and be there the whole day.
These branches are located where?
So we have Lavington at Westfield Mall. We have Isili at BBS Mall. Mm-hmm. And then we have Naivasha, Buffalo Mall, Karen, Harry Plaza. And yeah, that's it.
At Karen, where?
Harry Plaza, next to Shell Kabuagi.
Oh, Shell Kabuagi.
Yes.
So, just as we were talking, a sportsman walked in. And very many sportsmen have this problem about ashiness. It's ashiness because of, you know...
I'm moisturized.
No, hold on. We are not... Listen, Chico.
Just pointing out I'm moisturized.
It's fine.
He looks moisturized.
Yeah, it's amazing. But
I
sportsmen...
I should just use Vaseline.
Hold on. Silence.
Juchini.
Silence. So wait for the question. Hey, so now we have Ashi friends like Chico and a friend of mine called Alvin. They have this problem. When they sweat a lot, they whatever, their skin is oily. But when they go for training and all that stuff, they shower, the water could be hard, and then ash. So what do you recommend for my friend here, Chico, for his legs?
which are moisturized.
I can't see his legs.
No, he's used a lot of Vaseline just today because you are coming. So what product at Kipusa Beauty do you recommend for ashy legs?
Well, I'd say avocado oil. Extra virgin avocado oil is the only oil that has omega-3. Mm. I wouldn't say coconut oil. Reason being, it's also a massage oil. Since he's an athlete, they needed a lot with sports therapy. So we do actually give that a lot to therapists because these guys need their massages done. It's and I'm talking about not happy finish.
Happy sports. Ending.
Mm. Yeah.
Sports therapy.
Sports very therapy. Painful massages, those ones.
Sports therapy, yes.
Deep tissue. You.
The ones at Nyayo, by the Athletics Kenya guy.
There's no love in that. None.
Anyway, when we come back, we'll be talking about your products, the various products that you have, and basically what you can advise, you know, a young Lorraine back in the day. Capital FM. Listen, I have a soul care expert in studio right now. Lorraine Karanja is in studio. She's, you know, we've been talking about Kipusa, 6 branches across Kenya. Naivasha, Karen, Isili, Lovington, where else?
There. Just those ones.
Yeah. But they are, okay.
With what? Others.
With others in there. But let me ask you, your products, how are they created? Are they organic? Is this something that you look at when you're creating your products at Kipusa?
They're organic. Mm-hmm. They're curated from a lot of personal experiences because I had a lot of acne growing up.
Mm-hmm. You?
Yes, a lot. Oh. On my chest, my back, my face. Ooh, I was definitely, I don't think, a Kipusa then. But yes, just handcrafted from personal experiences.
Yeah.
Personal experiences in terms of what people go through at different ages. So if you're a teenager, the skin issues you may have, hair issues even at old age. And now that we are premenopausal, should I say we also have anti-age in terms of a range. Mm. Then now we've also thought about, you know, the different trends. Ladies are getting into sister locks. The guys are getting into the beard gang.
Yes.
So we've actually now started new product development in terms of now having a whole sister lock range on board. We have a whole beard gang range on board. We also have aromatherapy. So if you want to have that spa experience at home, when I was younger, I'd always enter the bathtub, tiny as it was, put some salt and pretend I'm in a spa.
Yeah.
So we also have bath salts, we have candles, we have stuff just to give you that calming feeling at home and just that relaxing feeling. So it's more, everything has to be sourced in Kenya. It is actually sourced in Kenya. So we have products from Kilifi, Naivasha, Murang'a, Embu.
Yeah.
So avocado oil has 2 seasons, so we have to source from wherever we can. Coconut oil from Mombasa, baobab oil from Kilifi. So everything is locally sourced, handcrafted by ladies only, and then we pack them and sell.
So are you involved in the process fully, or have you managed to now let go and let the process just work out by itself?
I'm involved in the process fully at the time of sourcing, because everything that even comes to you, Martin, I have to have
check.
Used it.
You have to have used it, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if it means a stretch mark remover, I have to know how it works.
A stretch mark remover?
Yes.
They are there?
Yes.
Hold on. What?
Yes.
You have a stretch mark remover?
Avocado oil does that.
Oh, really?
Burn marks. Yes, if you're frying mandazi and you get a burn mark, if you're playing rugby and you have the marks, especially because you guys are always on the floor, the ground, it removes that. If you've lost weight, your skin is hanging, you know, it actually keeps it, gets it tighter and removes the stretch marks. So
what?
I did lose 20 kilos and that's what helped me with the marks.
Some of us never knew. If we knew, be soft and everything.
Yeah.
But here's a quick question just for the gents. Gentlemen are very shy when it comes to self-care and buying the products and walking in somewhere. You know, very few of them will be like, I'd like something for a beard. And then it's like, and for my face. But are your stores welcoming to the kings?
Extremely.
Yeah.
I must disagree with you there because over COVID, our biggest traffic was from men.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 2 years of COVID, it was guys.
At a time
our
like
traffic
this.
Was highest was guys.
Yeah.
And that's when they came in and started. Actually, self-care was a COVID thing for guys.
Yes.
Because I think you were so cooped up and, you know, lifestyles changed, curfews, you guys don't like staying in the house.
Yeah.
So guys were coming and buying skincare.
We started noticing our toes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
we started
things.
Noticing so many things.
Exactly.
And all our stores are curated by Kipusa Home, which is another arm of Kipusa. Mm-hmm. So they're beautiful, they're welcoming. And guys like aesthetic things. We've learned that the male customer also loves aesthetics. And also at the end of the day, want something to improve on their beard marks in terms of when you guys go shaving, you know, the bumps that you get. You're actually interested.
Yes.
So we just learned to have a connection and a conversation, especially over COVID. That's what spiked our customer base to the men.
And we can buy Kipusa Beauty products online?
Online, yes. Yeah. We have a website, www.kipusalimited.com. You can shop online. We're on Instagram, Kipusa Beauty, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. So, yeah.
Kipusa Home.
Yes.
What is Kipusa Home?
Kipusa Home is all about just creating warm, peaceful, serene spaces, welcoming spaces. And that's a COVID business that came up because people were sick and tired of their curtains, their carpets, their bad couches.
The kitchens.
And you had to be in the house, I mean, 12 hours. Remember, we were home by 7. Was it 6?
We were home.
We were home.
Yeah.
So people were like, you know what? I can't stay like this anymore. So
bedroom?
Curate my bedroom.
Yes.
Improve on my bedroom. And that's how Kipusa Home was born. So it's a very, that's our baby on the Kipusa portfolio. Mm-hmm. So that's our smallest brand, or should I say our youngest brand. Mm-hmm. But quite busy right now.
It's very busy. How's life for you generally? What's happening with you? You know, Ajam Master has you're not always working, yeah. So no. Hobbies.
I love quiet time.
Yeah.
So I'm homely. I'm always home. I love family.
Yeah.
I believe the business wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for my family.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest. Those are my masters.
Mm.
My mentors. They are my advisors. They are my fallback. Also have a very good support system in terms of friends. Very good support system. So I love to be home. I love to entertain. Just share a good meal and talk about life. I'm also very active in church.
Yeah.
I love the church. I'm Anglican.
Yeah.
And I'm contributing a lot in the church. And also I spend my time now mentoring. I have a lot of mentors.
Mentees.
So I've started now mentoring.
We'll come back. Let's talk about the mentees and all, everything else that you're doing on the side. My name is Martin Karaoke, and I have a soul care expert here on the jam. And her name is Lorraine Karanja, Kipusa's very own queen. I'm a empress. It's from Japan. Anyway, we were talking earlier about you mentoring, you know, people. And, you know, mentoring doesn't really mean young people, eh? You can actually mentor even the old people to change their ways and learn a few things. So let's talk about mentoring, because I've noticed that a lot of people need help. We're falling off a bit when it comes to entrepreneurial discipline. We're talking about the Gen Z people. We're talking about consistency, the millennials. We're talking about Gen X, some of them have given up. They're like, I'm not doing this bashar anymore. Life is very hard. What do you have to say about this, especially now with all the taxes and the levies that are going on? How do you keep going, first of all? Mentor all of us.
I have very good mentors.
Ah.
Very good mentors. Uh-huh. Reason being, you don't know everything. You have to remain teachable.
Yeah.
The problem we have is some of us think we know everything. Mm. You have to stay teachable. You have to stay authentic. Mm. I've learned to stay authentic to what I believe in. What I don't believe in, I don't subscribe to. Friendships, relationships, business-wise. I've just learned from my mentors a lot of what to do and what not to do. Consistency is another thing. Sometimes we don't sleep early.
Yeah.
But we have to wake up. You have to go to the gym. You have to get your mind right, get your physical right. Just keep your vitals going right. Because remember also, we have also high stress levels.
Yes.
So I've just learned you have to show up. You have to be consistent. You have to show up. Excuses do not pay the bills. Excuses will never get you anywhere. You just have to show up. Yesterday can be bad. You wake up today, you show up. Consistency is actually the game changer for me. I also believe sometimes my faith actually is the main thing, because that's one thing I've carried beginning to the end. We don't have a mission. We don't have a vision. It's all based on Bible verses, which we have on our soaps in the stores. And for me, that's what I say is my guiding principle.
Is patience one of the things that has taken you this far?
Vision, I think.
Vision.
Vision, because I know where I'm going. And I know where the company is going. Oh. So I subscribe to that vision, the vision that I have. So I have to be consistent to make that vision work. And also for the staff, the employees, I have to sell that vision to them. If they don't understand it, we wouldn't even have the stores today.
Shout out to a few people before you're beaten by people who are listening. Send a shout out before. Yeah, it's important. You have no shout out. Even to your shout, I'll do them for.
I do. Yeah. I want to shout out all the staff, like Kipusa, all the ladies, the fly ladies. They know themselves.
Yeah.
Also shout out to my family, and then they're my friends who like pimp me every day. I those guys keep me going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to the guys who always pimp me. They know themselves.
And shout out to the one who pushed for this.
And shout out to Jen. Shout out to Jen. Yeah.
So let's talk to Lorraine. Which one do you want to talk to? Which Lorraine was just about to say, this life. What age did you feel? No, it's not working. The 29-year-old Lorraine or the 20-year-old Lorraine?
25.
25-year-old. What would you tell her today?
You gotta keep going. You have to keep pushing. You have to stay consistent. And challenges don't last for a long time. It's just, you cross one hurdle, you get to another one. You cross one hurdle, you get to another. You just keep jumping, you know, like a horse.
Yeah.
I was named actually after a horse. My parents named me after a horse. I don't know why, but those are my favorite animals to date.
Which?
They used to watch a show on TV and the horse was called Lorraine. So that was my name in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's how they came up with it. And I've learned, you just have to keep galloping.
Yeah.
You have to keep jumping. I didn't know what it meant, but for me, that's life. You just have to keep crossing the hurdles, jump. Next hurdle, jump. Next hurdle, jump.
And keep moving.
You can't give up.
Yeah.
Give up is not part of my vocabulary.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We like it. Thank you so much for coming through. Anything else that you just want to add on, especially with regard to, do we have any offers for International Women's Month?
Yes, I'd like to say two things.
Yeah.
We have amazing offers for Women's Month and Ramadan too, especially our Isili fam. So we have amazing offers for the guys, the Kipusa Kings and the Kipusa Queens. Also, I'd like to talk to the younger girls and just say, soft life takes time. Nothing good comes overnight. Soft life takes time. Just do the right thing. Be where you need to be. Take care of yourself. Self-care, soul care, it's key. But soft life takes time.
Soft life takes time. Be patient. Have a vision. Be consistent.
Yes.
This is what I got from today.
Yeah.
And fantastic stuff. You were just brilliant. Well done. You saw the first time. You're lying. That was
just my first time.
Brilliant. That was very
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
Lorraine
you.
Karanja, if you have any questions, once again, where can they find you?
Westfield Mall, Lovington, Naivasha, Buffalo Mall, Isili, BBS Mall, second floor, and Karen Harry Plaza, first floor.
And social media?
Social media, Kipusa Beauty, Twitter, Kipusa Beauty, Facebook, Kipusa Beauty, LinkedIn, Kipusa Beauty, and our corporate page is Kipusa Investments Limited.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Well done. You're all allowed to clap, by the way, in the studio. Yeah. You guys are, thank you so much for coming through. That was fantastic. Lorraine Karanja, soul care expert, Kipusa Empress. That's what we are calling her. Kipusa Beauty, Kipusa Queen. Thank you so much for coming today. It was just amazing. I learned so much. And I'll visit one of your stores. I think I'll just walk into the one in Isli. See, that's where the Ramadan special is. And I'll go check out stuff. And I have a couple of people with beards, so walking around this office. So
bring Amina.
Yeah, well done. Capital FM.